Hello, it's Monday evening. Monday the 31st of January 2005. And I just got off the train after a day at work. And just going to walk home and talk while I walk. Listening to interesting stuff on the way home. Just listened to David Weinberger's speech to the Library of Congress, which is kind of, I think it came first actually, it came before, he linked to it from his newsletter, but I think I actually heard another version, which is the version he gave as a after-dinner speech to the blogger journalism credibility conference at Harvard last week, and he talks very persuasively about the shifts in knowledge and ways of organising knowledge, and probably spoke more at the to the bloggers about tagging and focus on them, which is the thing that's interesting to me. I think it's right. I think there are so many exciting opportunities that come about from freeing us from even thinking about taxonomy in terms of something that is decided by somebody else. We try to do it. There's still work going on, I'm sure, at the Audit Commission at the moment, from work that I got started on trying to organise their information. Now, it just seems to me now, with the benefit of hindsight and also the creation of a bunch of a new generation of tools on the web, things like Flickr and Delicious, it seems obvious to me now that the way to do this is to let people tag things the way they want to tag them, and then create an environment in which people you make sense of it, you understand it in those terms, and it's you understand it in your own terms, and if you don't understand it, you'll apply your own set of tags, and people create tools that help you find things based on your tags, and there's a sort of social aspect of it, I think, that you tag things the same as other things because you find them to be the same as those other things. And if other people don't, then they tag them in a way that makes sense to them. So, it makes absolutely no sense at all to anybody listening to me waffling on, but it makes sense to me. And I like it. But how it works in a corporate context, I'm not so sure. I mean, the thing that is obvious, that seems obvious to me, is that and this is something, I suppose, that's got into my consciousness through listening to Weinberger just now, is that it's about power, it's about authority. And the reason that it's so attractive and so difficult to see another way of doing it in a corporate context than a top-down, we say how things are categorised, and you, the people we employ and the people who, the content creators, you fit in with our corporate scheme, is because that's exactly the way that the organisation has been formed and continues to work. And that's how power works in most organisations. And except the internet. I mean, I think it's, you know, yeah, that's an interesting point, that we have this decentralized, the internet is so decentralized. It is increasingly a very obviously different place from the one that we spend most of our time. And we kind of, you know, I spend my time on the borders of it. It's like, you know, you never, I don't know, I'm either in, you know, when I go home, I'm on the internet. When I go to work, I'm in workspace. And I'm fortunate in that I travel a lot between the two. That's the point. It's not that I'm on the borders, but it's that I travel a lot in, between the two. And most of the people who occupy, you know, do this sort of thing, do podcasting and blogging and whatever, are also people who travel back and forth between the two a lot. And you have to, in order to be able to talk to either you know, there are people who live exclusively in that internet space who don't live in the corporate world at all, and there are people who live in the corporate world who don't ever go on the internet. God knows what they do for fun. These sad people, they probably get exercise and stuff and go out for dinner with each other. Anyhow, talk to people that they can see. Weird. Totally weird. I digress into rather pathetic comedy. Thing is that the good thing that you get from moving back and forth between the two places is that you get to speak both languages. So I think it's really, of course I find it really interesting, otherwise I wouldn't do it, but I find it really interesting to think about how the web could be more corporate, and think about how more particularly how corporate life could be more web-like, because it's so much more conducive to creativity and knowledge work. You know, it was created, you know, the World Wide Web was created for knowledge work. And that kind of gets lost. I think a lot of people think that the World Wide Web was created for commerce or for chat rooms or for sex. both which it's very good at, but initially, you know, the idea was about knowledge work and connecting people who worked in academia. Hang on, I just got home and I've got to crunch the bin down. I've got to put my wheelie bin out. Hold on a sec. Yeah, anyway, so the point is that the web is made for knowledge work, and the work that we do in corporations now is closer to that than it used to be, and that's why it's important. And that's it. And here I am back at home, so I'm going to stop talking now and talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.